Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
There's another craze sweeping the internet. I love when this happens because it's always such a weird little flash in the pan. It's huge for 2 minutes and then it's gone. Never
forever.
To be heard of again.
Yeah.
Every once in a while when it's like, hey, remember when people were eating mouthfuls of cinnamon or weird stuff like that?
The Harlem Shuffle,
This one's called the Cheese Challenge, which sounds very vague. Like what? Are you eating a block of cheese? Are you making statues out of cheese strings? No, what you do is you throw a cheese slice, like a processed cheese slice, the ones that come in plastic, at a toddler's face and hope that it sticks.
See, I wish the cheese challenge was the first thing you said, eating just a block of cheese, because that's the dream right there. Who wouldn't like doing that? Maybe your stomach, but whatever. It is kind of rude. Just throwing a cheese slice at your defenseless baby? They have no idea what's going on.
Like, this is the thing, too. I've seen a few of the videos. It's cute. Some of the kids are stunned. Some cry. Some laugh. Some eat cheese. Some people are saying, though, the challenge is mean-spirited and unfunny.
I wouldn't say it's unfunny. I would say it's a waste of cheese. Who wastes cheese like this? Like, every single time I see one of these videos, I'm like, wow, that could have been a grilled cheese sandwich. But instead, you have to throw this cheese slice away now because you chucked it at your baby's face.
Baby's faces aren't that dirty. They're just got drool on them.
Baby's faces aren't that dirty.
When it comes
you
to,
are
like,
in for a surprise when you have your baby, Stacey. Oh, no. Baby's faces are disgusting. Everything gets all over them. Oh, man. No. Oh, gross.
5 second rule for a cheese slice. Would you pick it up off the floor?
I would rather eat something off the floor than a baby's face.
Get out.
Yes.
No.
A baby's face is covered in disgusting stuff. You don't know what's on there. Like, you don't know where that baby's face has been.
But the floor, you know exactly where it's been.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I have no problem. I keep my floor super clean, Stacey. Here's my impression of people talking to a pregnant woman who is expecting their first child.
Okay.
So, are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Aw, you're going to be so in love. It's such a magical, majestic experience. There is nothing in this world like a baby's love. You are so lucky. And scene. How many people have said that to you?
In a different variation of that?
Yeah.
Quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few. Probably triple digits, hey? Here is my impression of those same people talking to a pregnant woman who is expecting her second child. Little different. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Oh my God, you're going to have two kids running around? Wow. Good luck with that. Do not envy you at all. You are in for a world of hurt. And scene. It's totally wild how when people are expecting their first child, everyone's all happy for them and stuff, hey? And then that second child comes along and they're like, what are you doing? You're not going to have a fun time. Like, everything just changes.
It's almost like the magic is gone when it comes to the second kid. And obviously, bringing a child into the world, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's crazy what the human body can do. And it's another little life for you to love and nurture and stuff. But yeah, there is a bit less, I want to say, excitement maybe with the second one. The first one, it's life-changing, right?
Yeah.
You are adding another human to your family. You obviously are adding another human to your family when you have your second.
Yeah.
But it's like you've already been there, done that,
exactly.
And got the t-shirt.
Lent.
What about it?
Are you giving up anything for Lent?
I am not Catholic.
Okay, but even though some people aren't Catholic,
though,
they still give up something for Lent because it's kind of like a, hey, I'm going to see if I can
support my homies
a little bit healthier for 40 days. That's probably how the church wants you to put it.
Supporting
my homies.
I have never done that before. I guess I could.
Yeah.
Is it today?
Yeah, well, it starts today.
Okay, so I can't give up cereal because I just had some.
Yeah.
I can't give up yogurt. And I can't give up grapes or coffee because I've had all those things.
Oh, wow.
So I could give up my favorite, macaroni and cheese whiz.
But you're pregnant. Isn't that your pregnancy craving right now?
It is.
Yeah, so you don't want to give up that. I wouldn't
Maybe
do that
Maybe I
to
shouldn't because I'm pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
I need everything.
That's the thing. You're pregnant. You can use that whole, I'm pregnant. I'm just going to do whatever I want. And everyone's like, yes. Absolutely.
You're right.
Round
Care
of applause
for, that baby.
For you. I don't want to give up anything, but my fiance is giving up chocolate. She gives it up every single Lent, which means I also have to give up chocolate
every single year
for Lent. Yes, because I'm not going to bring home a giant bag of M&Ms and crush them on the couch when we're watching Netflix together and be like, oh man, these are so good. You can't have any.
You just mentioned your loophole.
What?
You're not going to bring home, eat it in your car. That's the best place to get away with, like, guilt-free eating is in the car.
Yeah, but that's kind of sad. Just shame eating in your car by yourself.
Hey, I've done it. It's not that bad. Plus, you're home before she is during the day. You got tons of time to eat chocolate.
No, she's like Sherlock Holmes. She'll go through, like, the cabinets and stuff
like
that.
Chocolate
she can
in here.
Smell it out.
So, Clayton, is there something you would like to share with our cruise listeners this morning?
No.
You sure?
All right. No, I'm good. Commercials. See ya. No. I broke the law yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I broke the law. I got a speeding ticket.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a bad one, okay? It was like 61 in a 50.
Is there a good speeding ticket?
No, but I mean, it wasn't like I was going 98 in a school zone or something like that.
You're not
like
one
that.
Of those jack wagons that
no,
we're going to talk about.
No, it's just a minor speeding ticket, $150 or something like that. I mean, it happens to all of us. We get too into the music and then we end up going too fast and yeah, ended up getting a speeding ticket. Here's the thing that makes it worse, though. It was like a block away from my house.
Ugh.
Isn't that the worst when you get a speeding ticket? Like, I could almost see my house from where I was pulled over on the side of the road. I'm like, ugh.
If I would've just slowed down.
So close to making it, you know? And I was really upset. And, I mean, when you get pulled over for a speeding ticket and you know you've been speeding, you can only just go like, well, you got me. You
know? What are you going to do?
But the cop looked exactly like me.
What?
So he was a big ginger guy, big ginger beard and everything like that. So immediately we just got along.
You bonded.
We bonded over our gingerness because that's what redheads do. We bond over our hair color because there aren't too many of us left. So he's like, license and registration. I give it to him. And immediately I'm not one of those people who's like, wasting your time getting speeders. You should be getting the real criminals, you know? I hate people who do that. So I'm like, yep, you got me. Here you go. Just give me a ticket. I'll go on my way. And he's like, oh, nice beard, by the way. Goes to his car, comes back.
He's
like,
thinking, oh my God, he's going to let me go?
That's what I thought.
With a ginger warning.
I was like, come on, man. Ginger brotherhood. Here we go. No, he comes back with a ticket. He's like, I hate to do this because, you know, we're redheaded buddies, but I got to give you a ticket. And I'm like, yeah, man, I broke the law. Like, absolutely. And
But when they say, I hate to do this, then don't. Easy solution.
Nope. You have to. I broke the law. I have to learn my lesson.
I know. I just wish they wouldn't say, I hate to do this.
Yeah.
Just to be like, hey, here's the ticket. Have a nice day, fellow ginger guy.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Oh, my left palm is itchy. You know what that means.
Knees weak. Arms are heavy.
Mom, spaghetti. We bought a lottery ticket in Lloyd. Probably going to win the lottery.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know Lloyd Minster had that power of winning lottery tickets every single time you buy them there.
It's true. Because you know when you see an article and it's like, Lloyd Minster Man wins the lottery.
Yeah.
That's going to be us.
Lloyd Minster Man wins the lottery, buys more white sunglasses with his winnings.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
For all you fans out there of mayonnaise, this may sound like good news to you. If you remember a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Mayo Chup. The blend courtesy of Heinz, where they pre-mixed mayonnaise and ketchup for you.
Gross.
I just have to say, I tried some Mayo Chup this weekend.
And?
I was in Edmonton. My friend Darren, been to the United States of America, picked up a container. It was good. But I have to say, I prefer to mix my own.
Oh, really?
Because you get a better, you know how you like it, right? Mayo Chup is done in a certain way. You don't get to control if you want a bit more mayo, a bit more ketchup.
You
so.
Always make fun of me for being super picky, and here you are saying, oh, the Mayo Chup isn't that good. I like to mix it myself, actually.
Like, I would still,
hypocrite.
If it was on the table,
hypocrite.
I would eat it.
Yeah.
But I would prefer to just mix it myself. But
hypocrite.
Listen to this. Two new weird condiments joining the Heinz family, Mayo Must and Mayo Q. And if you're wondering, yes, that is mayonnaise mixed with mustard and mayonnaise mixed with barbecue sauce.
Mayo must sounds like something else, like a musty smell, you know? Like, that's
mayo
what must. I think of, like mayo must.
Gross.
Now I'm not going to have it. I wasn't going to have it before, but now I'm for sure not going to have it.
And they've also, some people basically saying, like, well, okay, well, what's the deal with the mayo relish? You know, when does he get his break?
Everyone just turning into Jerry Seinfeld. What's the deal with mayo relish? Are you going to try these? Yay? Nay?
I don't know. Mayo and mustard I would probably be okay with, but mayo and barbecue sauce, I'm also really picky about my barbecue sauces.
You've never had mayo and barbecue sauce mixed together? Barbecue mayo?
No.
Oh, it's delightful, Stacey Cooper. Delightful. I used to work in a restaurant that did that, and you dip it in sweet potato fries. Delicious.
You don't like mayonnaise. What are you talking about?
I don't like mayonnaise on its own because it looks gross. It looks like disgusting pudding. That's what mayonnaise looks like, you know? It's all jiggly and
bleh,
you know? I can't look at it. But when you mix it with barbecue sauce, it turns into this nice orange.
Right.
I'm a redhead. I like anything orange. Boom. It's delicious. I eat with my eyes, Stacey. I eat with my eyes.
That's weird.
Businesses that should adopt the we come to you business model, dentists. Not because, you know, it's awful going to the dentist or that the chair is uncomfortable or anything like that. It's the waiting room at the dentist.
Ugh.
I would pay gross amounts of money to avoid that waiting room with all the kids running around.
And the smell.
And the Golf Digest magazines from 2007. I despise the waiting room at the dentist.
What about a haircut? Having your haircut done at your house? That'd be nice.
Then you gotta sweep up all the hair, though, afterwards,
no,
you know?
No, they do that.
Okay.
It's just in your kitchen on the floor. They would sweep it up.
What if you don't have hardwood, though? What if it's just carpet throughout your house?
Well, then don't have a haircut at home.
Who would have carpet throughout their entire house? Who has carpet in their kitchen and their bathroom and stuff?
Jeez.
So, what about oil change places?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but every time I go for an oil change, I always have a little mini freak out about my car falling through the giant hole in the middle there because you gotta line it up just right, you know? I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. I always think that my car is going to fall in. I never trust the guy at the end going like, oh, yeah, little right, little left.
You must hate those car washes then when you have to drive into the track.
Don't get me started on those car washes. I think that they're going to rip my wheels off, too. Like, when you drive in there, they're going to wreck my car.
There's another thing. Car washes. They come to your house and wash and clean your car for you.
Okay, that's a good idea,
too. Yes, please.